the fund have financed 339 initiatives in 127 countries and territories and awarded more than $78.4 million in grants in 15 years. The current portfolio of the UN Trust Fund is comprised of 96 active grants covering 86 countries with a total value of over $61 million. Many of them are trying to prevent violence against women before it occurs through various activities like awareness raising, like training, like capacity building of the institutions, service providers, etc. Creating a network, a platform of organizations that are standing against violence, programs that are engaging non-traditional actors like men and boys, traditional leaders, religious leaders, youth, etc.
What impact have these projects had on the ground?
The efforts of the United Nations Trust Fund to End Violence Against Women and, of course, other players has really contributed to breaking the once universal silence on issue of violence against women. And that silence was a global silence. It was universal. It was a taboo to talk about violence. And today, in many, many countries, it is not a taboo anymore. And this might seem like a small thing, but it is a huge thing because all other efforts really depend on breaking that silence. The second thing I will say is that it really contributed to widen the platform of action in terms of engaging multiple players in ending violence against women, sending the message to women and girls that they are not alone in their struggle to end violence against women. This is a huge thing because what we talk about, like empowerment of women, that is necessary for ending discrimination against women, but also ending violence against women, is impossible if we don't have and create the social and institutional support women needs.
The end goal of the trust fund is to help eliminate violence against women globally. Yes. Is that not too ambitious? Do you think it's possible?
I don't think any form of oppression or any form of discrimination have survived forever. And it is never forever. Every oppression have an end. Every human rights violation have an end. One out of five women across the world is subject to sexual violence at least once in her lifetime. And when we say one out of three women is facing violence in her life cycle, these are huge numbers. When you calculate it, it comes to 1.5-2 billion women suffering from violence across the world. And the problem can seem insurmountable. Things are changing among social institutions, state institutions, among individuals. I think this is a problem with an end, and it is not an ambitious thing. We have to see it as a must. Human societies, at the end, will need to address ending violence against women and girls just as they have to address any other forms of human rights violation.